and we like bringing in comedians. Very happy to bring in John Moses. You can get his first album called On the Edge, available from Uproar Entertainment, and he's going to be making a new album this year as well. And John, when you come on shows and people say, "Oh, it's a comedian, be funny," that's not really how it works, is it?
No, not at all. Sometimes, when people come up to you and they're like, "Hey, tell me a joke," it's like, "Listen, can we just talk for 10 minutes and see what happens, man?"
Well, that's the thing too that it's funny because my comic hero is Don Rickles, and I love the way he could get away with being so offensive. And yeah. I know that's one thing that you like to do is you like, "Hey, man, I'll make fun of the Chinese. I'll make fun of the." You just don't care, and you just go with it. In the PC world, it's kind of refreshing, but then deep down, our sensibilities are like, "Oh my gosh, he shouldn't be saying that."
Right. Well, I actually find it more inclusive to make fun of everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, like I feel like if you just sort of stay away from, you know, certain people and certain topics and stuff like that, then you're actually doing them a disservice.
You want to bring up all the crazy stuff.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, what do you think? I'm going to ask you a couple of things here that I saw in your act. What do you think about young bums?
About what?
Young bums, young hobos.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, in New York, there's this thing where, you know, there'll be like a ton of young guys on the subway begging for money. And it's like, "Listen, I'll give a guy who's like sick and suffering a couple of bucks if he needs it. You know, like if he's missing a foot, he's got scabies. Then I'm happy to throw him a buck, you know? He's earned it." But, you know, some, like, 25-year-old kid, you know, who's in pretty good shape, I'm like, "Listen, buddy, you know, if, you know, unless you got a doctor's note here, I'm going to need to, you know, find a job or start selling weed like the rest of these guys."
I haven't heard the term scabies in a long time.
Yeah. Well, you know, in New York, they've got all those ailments.
And when you're in New York, if you see rats, you have to follow them?
No, well, you know, during the hurricane a couple of years ago, you know, I was saying it's a good safety tip that if you see the, you know, follow the rats. So if you see the rats flying uptown, that means there's bad weather down south, you know.
All right. So when you went to college, I was speaking with John Moses, stand-up comedian, you went to college and you did all right at first, and then you started falling prey to drugs and alcohol, correct?
Yeah. I was a big partier. Those days are in the rear view now, that's for sure. But I always say that, you know, drinking isn't for everybody, but so is not drinking, you know? I go to meetings now, and there was like a 75-year-old dude that came to a meeting a little while ago, and he was shaking and trembling. And he was like, "I need help. I need to quit drinking." And I was like, "Now? Dude, there's like 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter and you're down by 30, you know?"
That's not bad. Now, I know you were, you're from Canada, and I like how you say not the Michael Moore Canada where they, you know, across the river, Detroit, everyone's getting shot. And then on this side, we leave our doors unlocked. That's not that idyllic, is it?
No, I mean, I'm also from Toronto. So Toronto is, probably as American city, you know, in Canada that there is, you know, 3 million people, you know, very diverse population. You know, we left our doors open a little bit, you know, we got robbed a couple of times, you know, you kind of learned the lesson. I always say, Toronto is as American as a city in Canada, and, Minnesota is as Canadian as it gets.
Exactly. All right. Now, I know you also, you got into a lot of fights. Do you like it? Are you aggressive? Are you a smack talker, or it just happens, John?
Yeah, no, that was also to do with the alcohol.
But I don't think drunk guys can't fight, though, right?
No. Well, I mean, but that's the thing. It's like, you know, 3 or 4 beers, you're in good shape. You know, 8 or 9 beers, you know, it starts tilting towards the other guy a little bit, you know. I haven't been in a fist fight in probably about 8 years, and I'm in my 30s now, and you know the way things are sort of seasoned up a little bit. You know, getting aches and pains just rolling out of bed. I hope those days are behind me, you know. But then again, I just had a daughter 3 weeks ago, so maybe I got a couple more to take.
Well, congratulations on that. Are you getting any sleep?
Thank you. Yeah, I'm getting sleep. The wife isn't, but, you know.
Well, I like your advice on marriage, too. You don't want to marry the middle car.
Yeah.
Well, we'll leave that. Yeah. We don't want
to.
I guess maybe we should.
I was just about to say, that might be a little delicate. You guys are going to have to go to the website for that story.
All right. We're speaking with John Moses. I also heard this, too, which is, you know, we have all these anti-bullying campaigns, and bullying is such a terrible, terrible thing, but you do say bullying is important for our nerds and their development, right?
That's right. Bullies are the nerds' life coaches. We need bullies because bullies keep them focused. Do you think, do you think Bill Gates would have invented Windows if he was running around at 13, you know, smoking hash and making out with hotties in the basement? No. A bully made sure he got off the bus, kept his head down, went straight home, finished his homework, skipped the dance. He invented Windows because he didn't feel safe outside in the world.
And
thank a bully. Thank a bully the next time you check your email, because he made that. He helped make that happen.
And also, kind of like, you know, Biff and Back to the Future, these bullies, when they grow up, they don't become CEOs, do they?
No. That's the beauty of it. You get revenge. You get to see them, like, deteriorate. I had a kid who used to pick on me when I was young. His name was Shane Hughes. Shane tortured me. The last time I saw Shane in Toronto was about 6 months ago. He was sleeping at a bus stop, getting peed on. By me. I was peeing on Shane.
Well, when did you, because, and I always say this to comedians, when we're like 14, 15, I know me, my friends, we all thought we were pretty funny, but then you grow up and you're not as funny as you used to be, and some people stay funny and they make money at it. When did you know you could keep on being funny and get money?
Probably, it wasn't so much that I knew I could get funny and make money, but after I got thrown out of university and the charges started racking up, it really did limit my choices. So,
speaking of choices, I know you said that you're not particular heavyset women, any culture. It's all it used to be all good.
Yeah. I'm all about the inside person. I'm about inside beauty, not so much outside beauty. So if she's a, or at least I was. You know, I'm a married guy now. All that stuff's in the past. So.
Now, when you say you might get some more fistfights, you're talking about a guy saying, I'll take her to the prom, and he shows up in an El Camino, that kind of stuff?
Yeah. I mean, look, not so much the El Camino. It's just, you know, she's getting picked on heavy or something like that. I mean, you know, I know she's, you know, one day she's going to get out there and start living a life, and that's fine. She's allowed to make some mistakes as long as... somebody beats her up, so.
We got a long go. You say 3 weeks ago, John?
Yeah.
Wow. What's her name?
Mary Jane, actually.
Wow.
There's a story behind that. As a recovering addict, you don't lead into Mary Jane, but my wife's aunt is Mary and my grandmother is Jane, and we wanted to, you know, include both those names, so.
That's a very traditional name, has nothing to do with weed. It's very traditional.
That's right.
Yes, but all American, Mary Jane Moses. That sounds like somebody from a pilgrim name. That's all American.
That's right. You know, Utah. Mary Jane Moses could be in Utah right now.
Very good. All right, John Moses. You want to check out? In fact, I'm going to give it away in the next break. I have one of his CDs here, On the Edge from Uproar Entertainment. Hey, John, thanks for your time, man. Next time you're in,
Rick, man, ton of fun, man.
Yeah, and next time you're in the Bay Area, stop by and come on in the studio, dude.
Yeah, I would love to. Maybe we can talk a little Golden State Warriors.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'm a lifelong fan. Hey, congratulations on your daughter, and we'll catch up with you down the road, buddy.
All right, thanks, man.